USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's called the Women's March each year, and the big march and rally does take place in Washington, D.C., though it also takes place in hundreds of other cities across the nation. At the D.C. rally today, Monica Simpson of the Atlanta headquartered organization Sister Song was vocally calling for reproductive as well as racial justice.
It will take all of us to get to the other side.
Simpson stressing the need for livable wages, clean air, and racial justice as being the key to the well-being of all women and, as a result, all communities. Two people dead, two seriously injured, one of them not expected to survive after a co-worker attacks them with knives and a baseball bat at their home in Davenport, Florida. He's been arrested, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Alex Jones, the Texas man who runs the website InfoWars, is going to have to pay up after claiming that the 2012 Sandy Hook school shootings in Connecticut were all a big hoax. Jones was found legally responsible in two lawsuits, and the lawyer for victims says,
finally, there's some accountability standard that he's now going to have to answer to.
Attorney Bill Ogden saying he's never seen a case play out quite like this, as Jones, who lives in Austin, didn't comply with court orders to provide information for the lawsuits, meaning he lost the cases by default. A jury will determine how much he owes. 20 kids were killed in that shooting, along with six other people. California school students 12 years of age and older are now being required to get vaccinated against COVID-19, although Governor Gavin Newsom says the mandate won't really take effect until the FDA has fully approved the COVID-19 vaccine for ages 12 and up, which could happen as early as early November. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The search is still going on for the person of interest in the death of Florida's Gabby Petito, but if Brian Laundrie is ever brought to trial for his fiancée's death, his life on the run currently could really come back to haunt him. USA Radio's Mike Fortier explains.
Sarasota County's Brian Laundrie doesn't have to talk to investigators if he doesn't want to, but Palm Beach County Prosecutor Dave Ehrenberg says the fact that Laundrie is on the run could hurt him if he ever stands trial.
Even though Brian Laundrie had the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, at trial, his flight can come back to haunt him because the prosecutors can point to that. In fact, it's even in some jury instructions. It says that if you flee, that is consciousness of guilt, and jurors hate it.
Investigators aren't releasing details on how the 22-year-old Petito was killed, and Ehrenberg told News Nation last night there's a reason why.
Because it's something that investigators may use, where they know the cause of death, and they may try to get a witness or Brian himself to say, no, I didn't strangle her, and then all of a sudden, how'd you know she was strangled?
One new development in the case, the lawyer for the Laundrie's family tells News Nation that Brian's sister Cassie saw Brian twice in early September. Days earlier, though, Cassie told ABC News she had not seen Brian since he returned to Florida. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the National Women's Soccer League has a new commissioner in Lisa Baird. She has taken over for now former coach Paul Riley, who's been accused of sexual coercion. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.